The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came, neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said he is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, after a funeral vigil, rosary vigil, I went out to dinner with my parents and my younger brother, and we go out to a nearby restaurant, and it's happy hour at the restaurant. And the waiter comes up, and he hands my dad and my brother the drink list, and he says, "Oh, guys, you'll enjoy this and this." And he looks at me and says, "Father, we also have Coke or juice or water." Well, then he goes away and he comes back, and my brother and my dad order a Long Island iced tea. I say, "Oh, that sounds good." So I order one too. The guy pulls back like I did something illegal. Like, what? Right? Is that allowed? What does our Lord do? He sets the norm. He sets the means. Right? Not going to one extreme or another. Right? There were times where he fasted along with his people and their religious celebrations, and times when he feasted. Is it wrong to do what St. John the Baptist did? No, he was called to that, and some people will be called to greater sacrifice, greater fasting. But our Lord doesn't go to the other extreme either, and drink or eat to excess. And it's often found that we relate holiness to things like that. "Oh my gosh, did you see how much he ate? Or how little she drank?" And we can be dismissive of people based on those externals. "Gosh, did you see what she's wearing? I would never listen to her. You know, I thought she was a faithful Catholic woman. Do you see who he hangs out with?" I remember I was down my first assignment in Vallejo. I had been there about 3 months. And I was hearing some lady's confession. I don't even remember who it was. And I was giving advice after the confession. And I gave her this advice. And I don't even remember what the sin was with the advice I gave. And she says, "You know, Father, I heard you drive a Lexus." I mean, just out of nowhere. As if she's not going to listen to what I say because I drive a Lexus. And I'm trying to think, gosh, where did she get that, right? I've driven the same Honda Accord for 7 years. When I was visiting the parish, my car was in the shop, and I borrowed my dad's car. And whoever the few people who may have seen my car, the word had traveled throughout the entire parish. And some people are going to accept me, and some are going to reject me because of the car that I was driving one day. Holiness is not any of those things. Our Lord says, wisdom is vindicated by her children. What is wisdom? Our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal wisdom. And his children are those who seek to follow him. And how do they vindicate him? They know what St. Paul wrote. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Holiness is determined by charity. And I close with this quote from St. Robert Bellarmine, whom we celebrated yesterday. He said, "Charity is that with which no man is lost." If a man has charity, he will not be lost. And that without which no man can be saved. In the evening of our lives, we will be judged on love alone. That should be our focus.